Good morning. The Senate will please come to order. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Roll call for Tuesday, February 13th. Agar.
Present.
Anderson.
Here.
Anselmi Dalton.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Boner.
Here.
Bouchard.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Dockstetter.
Here.
Driscoll.
Excused.
Excused. Ellis.
Present.
Emmerich. Hastert.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Kinski.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nethercott.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Fladern.
Here.
Wasserberger.
Here.
President Bebout.
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Prayer this morning will be by Father Tom Cronkleton. Please rise.
Let us pray. Lord God, as we begin our first full business day in session as the Wyoming Senate, be with us as we strive to establish a pace and rhythm to be able to address all the things that we need and want to do. Be with us as bills and resolutions are introduced, accepted or rejected, assigned to and worked on in committees, and discussed and voted upon the floor. So that through your divine assistance and the talents with which you have blessed us, well-crafted responses to the needs of our state may be created. Be with us also as we celebrate Pink Ribbon Day, and as we seek to promote awareness of breast cancer in order to support those who suffer from it, those who have lost their lives or loved ones to it, those who may be prone to contract it, or those who are survivors, and help us to find a cure and a means to prevent breast cancer. We ask this and all things in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Look at all those smiles out there, but it's day two. Oh, and when we did the roll call, did I hear Senator Christensen's present? Welcome. There was definitely something missing from the body. We're glad you're here, safe and sound. Home. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 12, 2018 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Bouchard, Chairman.
Any objections? Being none, that report is adopted. Okay, we have the doctor and nurse of the day, but I don't have their names on here. Where are they? Okay. Yes, here we go. Doctor of the day, John Healy from Cheyenne, and nurse of the day, Emily Heidemann from Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. Welcome. Dr. Healy, I think you gave me some personal treatment here last year. One day, is that correct?
I think it was, but I don't remember getting the bill back.
Ah. That's a private story to be determined and discussed between my doctor and me. Today in Wyoming history, in 1890, the Northwestern and Elkhorn Railroad announced it would be extending its line to Rollins. Sundance. Session status. Today is day two of the proposed 20-day session. Tomorrow will be day three, of course. There is a noon deadline for all bills to be in final form at LSO tomorrow at noon. So if you've got any bills out there, be sure that you have them in final form and turn them into LSO by 12. That is a definite cutoff date for any bills for this budget session. We have with us, come up here, would you please, William? We have a new student page from Riverton. Surprise, surprise. William Torgerson is in Riverton High School. He is a senior, and we have a presentation to make for him. Where is that at? Oh, here it is. Here you go. That's for you. Welcome. Let's give him a hand. Now, we usually have a speech, but it's after you've seen us in action for 2 weeks, so you're better prepared to be able to allow yourself to elevate yourself to the way we handle ourselves in the Senate. So if that's okay, good luck and welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm just very thankful to be here. My school gave me a really great
opportunity. Well, wait a minute. Come back and put that on the mic. We want you to say that. That's worth saying again.
I am very thankful to be here. My school gave me a great opportunity, and I can't wait to learn a lot in these 2 weeks that I'm here. Thank you.
Not that I'm prejudiced or anything, but to learn a lot, you're in the right side of the aisle over here with the Senate. But I didn't say that. Okay, today is Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative, and I've got a scripture to read so I get it right. Members of the Senate, today we welcome representatives of the Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative, who will provide an update on their efforts to raise awareness and increase prevention of breast cancer in Wyoming. 2 years ago, this volunteer-led organization was recognized in these chambers as a new organization whose mission is to raise funds that are granted solely into Wyoming breast cancer programs. Over the past 2 years, the Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative has raised over $150,000, wow, congratulations, and granted funds into 22 programs across 15 Wyoming counties. Please help me welcome their advisory team, and when I mention your name, if you please stand up and wave, we'd appreciate it. Lori Heath, Pam Myram, and Kelly Miner. Also joining us are the chairwomen of the Wyoming Pink Ribbon Runs, which will be held in both Casper and Cheyenne on August 11th, 2018. Welcome, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Lori, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, President. Thank you for allowing us to share with you this morning what the Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative is doing across Wyoming. So with me today, I want to quickly introduce Pam Myron. She's the Vice President of the Advisory Team, Danielle Jensen Ryan, Abby Huck, we have, of course, Mary Throne, and Kelly Miner, and Susie Meisner-Escobel. And these ladies are part of our advisory team and committee. And also in here, we have Ellen and Marty, your wonderful staff, are also part of our team. And so we're very, very grateful for the volunteers that this organization is 100% volunteer-led. And so we're very grateful for the time they put in. I actually want to take a real quick moment. If you're a breast cancer survivor, if you could just raise your hand and wave to the legislators. Mary? Danielle, I know these people are. Thank you. And thank you for coming. And a special shout out. One of our members is actually recovering from brain surgery this morning. She was 31 years old and diagnosed. She's a huge advocate for the Breast Cancer Initiative and a huge advocate for self advocacy for taking care of yourself. And at 31 years old, was diagnosed with stage 4, which had gone to her brain. So right now, she's a huge fighter. She's recovering, and we just give her a shout-out because she's actually also a co-chair for the Wyoming Pink Ribbon Run. She told us, she says, I want to participate this next year, and I want to run that race. So our other chair is Abby Huck, and she'll be the chair for the Casper Pink Ribbon Run. So quite simply, we are a volunteer-led organization that likes to raise money, and then we grant that money into breast cancer programs to help uninsured our underinsured men and women across the state. We have approximately 300 volunteers and partners that help organize events and financially support the initiative. to increase breast cancer and awareness. We raise money in Wyoming for Wyoming, and all money raised stays in Wyoming. The best way to update you is to share a few brief stories of our amazing grantees. So on your desk, you have a white piece of paper of all the programs that we have granted in the last couple of years. And I got to admit, walking every day with you through session, I was giggling a little bit to see the low dollar amount of some of our grants compared to, I know, the millions of dollars that you guys appropriate. But what's so amazing about this is we are affecting change in Wyoming with a very little amount of money. So Senator Kinski, Senator Burns, I want to tell you about a wonderful grant that we put into your wonderful cancer center, Welch Cancer Center in Sheridan. We were excited to grant $15,000 to help them open their breast boutique, where they provide wigs and prosthetics to breast cancer survivors. What was so remarkable about this was in less than 2 months, with very little advertisement, 22 women in the Sheridan and Buffalo area came to the boutique and were provided prosthetics and bras free of charge. Some were newly diagnosed, but many had had mastectomies many years ago. And I got to tell you, the truth is that there were a few women that came to tears with the new look that they had. This was such a hit that other communities are seeking grants to start similar boutiques. And Senator Rothfuss and Senator Moniz, I don't know where you guys sit right now, but I'm sure I'm going to miss somebody, so I'm sorry. But I'm going to tell you about another special grant we have in Laramie with ARC Regional Services, where they use just $3,000, and they pay a physician to provide monthly breast exams and education for their 45 women residents with developmental disabilities. And also, the Laramie Reproductive Health Center stretches their $8,000 grant, and they provided 11 women with early detection screening, and a number of them needed additional ultrasounds. And they also provided a lot of educational material to other patients of theirs. One of my greatest stories, or one I'm really excited about, Senator Wasserberger, Senator Van Flater, and Senator Driscoll, at the Gillette Reproductive Health Clinic, WBCI funded, helped detect breast cancer in 3 women in their early detection screening just in 2017. And this is huge, since not only is there a 95% survivor rate if you can detect breast cancer early, but what I know interests you during this budget session is that there's a significant financial burden was reduced if you can detect cancer and any cancer early. Finally, a year ago, we started a partnership with the Wyoming Cancer Resource Services to provide early detection vouchers in every county in Wyoming. The Wyoming Cancer Resources is a Department of Health program and partners and has program managers in 5 regions across the state. They are an incredible resource for your communities. In 2017, we only provided a very little. We provided $2,000 in every one of those regions. But what was also very exciting is they went into their communities, they talked to their local providers, the physicians, radiologists, and they discounted the rates. So typically a mammogram, just so you know, is going to cost about $500. You're uninsured or underinsured. It's going to cost you $500. They were able to negotiate rates as low as $100 with some of these partners across the state. So we just see all sorts of connectivity and all sorts of networking that we're starting to build through the Breast Cancer Initiative. We're very excited about that. So what can you do? We want you to tell your local healthcare organizations about the WBCI. We want you to share our website, WyomingBreastCancer.org, and you can give them the contact information that we put in your fun little goodie bags. Relay to them that they can apply for grants and let them know that there is money in every county for early detection screening. And I actually was called out of a meeting yesterday here in the session for a young lady in Laramie that said, I hear you guys might have some money, and I have enough money to do my screening mammogram, but I need a little help for the diagnostic, which means if your screening is a little concerning, they're going to move you to the next level diagnostic. And I think we just want to be that source of helping where that need is. And you can also participate in our events. We have 2 really fun events coming up. I give all the credit to Abby. She made this idea of cups for cups. And so what we hope to do is we are trying to engage 100 coffee shops across the state of Wyoming on April 14th to participate, to pink out their entire coffee shop and to donate just a small portion of their proceeds for that day. Our goal is to raise $10,000 on that day, and that money will go into the voucher programs, into the county voucher programs. Also, our signatory event is the Pink Ribbon Run. Of course, it's on August 11th. It's in Cheyenne and Casper. If you don't run, if you're not in Cheyenne or Casper, don't worry, you can participate virtually. And so on your, also in your packet or on your desk, you have the pink registration form. So we would encourage you to fill this out. You can give this to Senator Nethercott, Senator Ellis. You can give it to myself. And we are actually going to have a contest between, of course, the House and the Senate. So whoever has the most participants and the most money raised, and you get a prize. So we greatly appreciate the work that each of you do in the great state of Wyoming. Our hope is, in a very small way, that the efforts of the Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative can lighten your load as we stand beside you to make Wyoming a healthier place to live. Thank you for the opportunity to host the 2018 Legislative Pink Day.
Don't leave yet. You know, Lori, thank you so much for being here and sharing those comments with us and all your work, and all of you, Mary, particularly you, and all that you've done to help us in the legislative bodies, both the Senate and the House. This is just huge what you're doing, what you're trying to accomplish. And for all of us, we all understand, and, you know, when you talk about awareness, you know, not only for breast cancer, but all cancers, and prevention is really, you know, if you get in there early and have prevention and have a plan, you have a chance at it. And you mentioned about those in the audience that you know, had breast cancer. How many in the Senate here or out in the audience have had some kind of cancer-related incidents in their lives? Raise your hands. You know, it's huge. And you know, we're part of that wonderful group called Survivors. And it's not anything we necessarily wanted to be, but we're glad we're there. So I wanted to thank you. And also, while I'm talking about it, I just wanted to have a moment of silence for one of our former colleagues that is struggling right now in MD Anderson in Houston, and that's Senator Tom Kinison. Senator Burns, I'm not sure if you realize, but I think he went down there yesterday, and he's got some serious issues in dealing with a metastatic disease from a melanoma of the eye. So if you don't mind, let's just bow our heads for just a little bit and think of Senator Kinison and wish him the best. And thank you, and that prayer goes to all people out there that are struggling with this terrible, terrible thing called cancer. With that, I'd like to get a picture of all of us up here. Would you come up and we'll get a picture, please?
Yeah, we want the Lord involved. Does this work? Can you get us all?
Is today February the 13th? Do we have someone out there that has a birthday? Anyone out there have a birthday? Maybe their 60th? That takes out several of you. Those of us that are on the north end of it and those of us that are on the south end of it. I'll tell you, I'll keep you out of all suspense. Senator Dockstetter turned 60 today. Let's sing him happy birthday. Great. Senator Peterson. Senator Peterson, lead us. Senator Hastert.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of...
You may.
As much as I'd like to add to that greeting for Senator Dockstetter, I think I'll leave it alone. Mr. President, I would like to introduce a couple of managers from the... As many of you know, FMC became Tronox and is now Genesis Alkali. And we are still American-owned. We've moved our, I think, our headquarters to say out of Houston. And we have a couple of managers here with us today. Dave Kaplan and Cody Parker from Genesis Alkali.
Welcome.
I'd like you to give them a Senate welcome.
Thanks for being here and joining us in the Wyoming Senate, and thanks for your commitment to Wyoming and stepping up making that investment. And I was reminded, we were visiting last night with John Cora about a fellow member of the, of your industry that used to lobby, and he would say, Trona good, taxes bad. That was Joe Jalica from Rock Springs. Okay. Senator Dockstader, do you wish privilege of the floor to tell us what it's like to feel like on 60, or do you want to pass on that one? Wait a minute. Let me get this on live. Say it again.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate that great singing. And Senator Peterson, you have quite the voice. Thank you. I plan to keep working the 16-hour days all along the way. Going to go climb some mountains. Going to do the Grand Teton this year. Not going to let 60 years slow me down.
For those of us that blew through 60 a while ago, good luck. We're at that order of business, introduction and reading and reference of bills. And members of the Senate, you have your green sheet in front of you. We listed all of them just by numerical order, but what we're going to do is those are on there that are sponsored by individual members of the Senate will be moved down to the bottom of the list after we deal with our committee bills. Senate File 2, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 2, Legislative Budget, sponsored by the Management Council.
Mr. Vice President? Or Mr. Majority Floor Leader? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a motion?
Sure. Yeah, you know who your friends are sometimes. Anyway, Mr. President, I'd move Senate File 2, Management Council, Legislative Budget, for introduction. And with that, I'm assuming you want me to explain the bill.
So that's usually what we do on introductions.
So with the legislative budget, this is fondly or unfondly referred to as the feed bill. This is the budget for the legislative branch of government. So in there we have, if we don't do it, we don't get to meet. And you don't get paid, and the staff doesn't get paid, and the state, you can have an opinion about what effect that would have on the state. And they may be differing opinions. But nevertheless, with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration on the introduction of Senate File number 2.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Agar, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Excused.
Ellis?
Oh.
Ellis? Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Bonfladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 2, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 2 shall be referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations, Senate File 11, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 11, Public Utility Regulation, Joint Powers Entities, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. On this great day in this great country, that's Pink Ribbon Day and Senator Dockstader's birthday, it's also Spring training pitchers and catchers are reporting today, Mr. President, so I am very delighted today and very happy to move Senate File 11, Public Utility Regulation Joint Powers Entities. What do you think of that, Mr. President? Mr. President, this bill deals specifically with an exception in the public utility law that basically allows municipalities not to be regulated by the Public Service Commission. That's the way the law reads now. So if a municipality has utility service, they're not regulated. There is an exception, and the exception is for when they provide utility service outside of their municipality for other citizens that aren't, that don't vote for the people in the municipality. So those, that jurisdictionally comes under the Public Service Commission. So this is brought about, Mr. Chairman, to expand that kind of concept and allow municipalities to form joint powers boards and take advantage of kind of the same structure. That's what it does. As there's, it was brought earlier by, as an individual bill, it kind of morphed its way into the committee, and it fits our utility charge, Mr. Chairman, that certainly our charge this year. And it will allow an opportunity for communities to band together and provide gas, natural gas service in part of our state. So I ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasberger?
Aye.
President Bebau?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 1130, aye.
Senate File 11, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 11 will be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 12, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 12, Public Service Commission Member Qualifications, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, it's a real pleasure to be here today and move for the introduction of Senate File 12, Public Service Commission Member Qualifications. What this does, Mr. President, it's again part of our utility work this interim. It will require that of our Public Service Commission, which is a three-member commission, that at least one member of the commission shall possess the qualifications specified in subsection G, which is a professional license or degree from an accredited college in the field of, I'm trying to turn the page, but I got a mitt on my hand, Mr. President, you might have noticed, accounting, business, administration, economics, engineering, finance, or law, and at least 5 years of professional experience in the field substantially related to the duties and functions of the commission. That's the bill, Mr. President. It's trying to improve some qualifications for Public Service Commissioner. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Excused.
Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott? Scott, no. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 12, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 12 shall be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Oh. Senator Ellis.
Floor.
You may.
Thank you. In celebration of Wyoming's Educational Access Day, we have students in the gallery here visiting from TRIO and GEAR UP programs These students are coming from all over Wyoming. The TRIO and GEAR UP programs are federally funded outreach and student service programs designed to identify and provide services for individuals from disadvantaged backgrounds. TRIO and GEAR UP are targeted to serve and assist low-income individuals, first-generation college students, and individuals with disabilities to progress through the academic pipeline from middle school to post-baccalaureate programs. In Wyoming, these programs serve around 5,000 students each year. Today we have students representing the programs of Upward Bound Math Science, McNair, Student Support Services, Educational Opportunity Centers, and the Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. The students wanted me to thank all of us in this chamber for our work, and they will all be in the Jonah Business Center for the remainder of the morning if any of you would like to visit with them. So welcome.
Welcome. Appreciate you being here. Senate File 16, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 16, Financial Assurance, Class 1 and 5 UIC Wells, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, I move the introduction of Senate File Senate File 16 and ask for your favorable consideration, and I move.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is Financial Assurance Class 1 and Class 5 UIC Wells from the Minerals Committee. Mr. President, this legislation provides for authorization to Department of Environmental Quality and instructs them to adopt rules and regulations regarding Class 1 and Class 5 wells. So these are hazardous waste and then coal bed methane underground injection storage wells. Previously, there had been no requirement that these provide financial assurances under rule and regulation. So moving past July 1st, 2018, when a permit is issued, renewed, or transferred, with this legislation, there would be a requirement for financial assurances for plugging, abandonment, post-closure monitoring, and corrective actions, and site reclamation for those wells. Ask the body to support for introduction.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 1630. Aye.
Senate File 16, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 16 will be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 17, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 17, Cease and Transfer Priority List, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 17, Cease and Transfer Priority List, and ask the body to vote aye. Members of the Senate, this is the Cease and Transfer Priority List for that deals with solid waste transfer. And as you know, we have a list that every year we come by and do this. This is one of the maintenance bills we do every year that we look at these things. This reestablishes and appropriates money for the priority list for cease and transfer projects. There's a few that fall off the list. There's a few that come on the list. This is how we manage that, and it's a function that the legislature is required to do by law. I'd ask for you to vote aye.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Boner.
It is.
Boner.
It's the guard.
Boner, aye. Thank you. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Excused.
Landon excused. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Aye. Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 17, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 17, having received the two-thirds vote requirement, Senate File 17 shall be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 18, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 18, Orphan Site Remediation Funding, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the introduction of Senate File 18 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 18 is orphan site remediation funding, and orphan sites would refer to any industrial site, and orphaned as in it may be up to 100 years old in this state. So what we do is we move some of the funding to allow them to use some of the wastewater loans, which are no-interest-bearing loans, to remediate some of these sites. And then we go down to the corrective action account, which is the one penny equivalent per gallon of gasoline you buy that goes into this fund. And we allow orphan sites to use some of that money. But every so it also takes care of leaking underground storage tanks. But at some point, we will allow $1 million a year to go to that. First, they have to fund landfill after they figure out how many leaking underground storage tanks they have for that year. Then they'll fund the landfills. Then they'll fund the orphan sites. And then it goes down to the next 2 years. We increase the amount that they can use for the orphan sites versus the landfills. And then eventually it leaves it with the director saying, we have X dollars to take care of leaking underground storage tanks. And now we need, so that leaves X over. And we say you need to leave at least $2 million in that corrective action account. And the rest you can use for either orphan sites or landfill remediation. And that's it, and I ask for your aye vote on this.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner? Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Co?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 18, 30 aye.
Senate File 18, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 18 shall be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 22, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 22, Orders of Protection, Revisions, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President. Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 22 and ask for your favorable consideration. To present the introduction will be Senator Nethercott.
Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The body you have before you, Senate File 22, which is Order of Protections Revisions. As the body is aware, the Judiciary Committee took up a holistic review of the domestic violence and stalking laws over the interim, and this is a result of that work. This is an update to our Order of Protection statute, really bringing in line the sentencing provisions as well as the terms associated with the protection order, providing a clear understanding of the penalties associated with violation of protection order, and also
providing some parity between the protection order and stocking orders regarding the requirements in order to obtain one. I ask for your favorable consideration of Senate File 22.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas? Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebap?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 2230
aye. Senate File 22, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 22 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senator Boner.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the
floor? Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, fellow senators, we have with us state-level officers with the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. If they would stand up there in the red jackets back there. FCCLA is a nonprofit national career and technical student organization for young men and women enrolled in Family and Consumer Sciences and K-12. It's the only career and technical in-school student organization with a family ad center. So let's give them a warm welcome.
Welcome to the Senate. Senate File 23, first reading of the Senate file.
Thank you, Mr. President.
No. Let us read it in first.
Senate File 23, possession of non-plantform marijuana, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
I appreciate your willingness to jump up when you're not supposed to. Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 23, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. This is a bill that we've been working on. The Judiciary Committee has for off and on for 4 years. We think we've come to some new language that actually addresses many of the concerns. If you look over, really the new language on the bill is over on page 3, and it talks about controlled substances listed that are commercially packaged as a drinkable liquid. This one takes it up. There was concerns when we talked about edible marijuana products before with that 3-ounce common language. And this says a drinkable substance, it takes that up to 36 fluid ounces. And then down on controlled substance in a resin form, this is the highly concentrated products that the crime lab is very, very careful with when they talk about any kind of contact. That keeps it down in the 3-gram area, which is consistent with other controlled substances. And then for the paragraph J, talks about no more than 3 ounces. This is your regular edible products that we see coming up from the state of the south of us, and just is consistent with our other laws that factor in green leafy substance in the plant form. And you'd be talking about the candy products that we're starting to see around at the accidental poisonings of children and so forth. With that, I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
No.
No. Wasserberger? Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 23, 24, aye, 6, no.
Senate File 23, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 23 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 24, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 24, Court Information Technology Equipment, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 24 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senator Kinski will explain the bill.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. President. This bill deals with the perennial problem of how to fund. The chairman, sorry, I was getting some assistance. Where was I? The perennial problem of how to fund courtroom automation, and not a problem in all counties, but in some counties, the county says, we don't have the money to fund all this newfangled technology. In some, the court says it's the county commissioner's obligation to provide a courthouse. So we've wrestled with this a couple times, and this time around, may I say, we took a holistic view, I think is the word, a holistic view, and had the courts and the commissioners go out and come back with what they thought was a fair deal. And the fair deal is that the county provides the courtroom, the building, the structure, the wiring, the power, the outlets, a room for the server to go, and then the Supreme Court takes care of everything else, the computers, the cameras, the servers. They've both agreed to it. It clears up an issue that's kind of dogged us for a while, and so I would move favorable consideration by the body. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Bouchard.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. No. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Ellis.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer. No. Moniz.
Aye.
Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladen.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 24, 28 aye, 2 no.
Senate File 24, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 24 shall be referred to Committee Number 1 Judiciary. Senate File 25, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 25, Corrections Exception to Defensive Habitation Law, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 25, asking for your favorable consideration and to explain this holistic view. This holistic bill will be Senator Kinski.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President. This deals with the Castle Doctrine in Wyoming, and as you're familiar, if you're in your home and somebody's trying to force their way in, you're right to defend yourself. There is an exception that's written into that law, which says that doesn't apply to the police if they're trying to come into your home. Typically, they do so with a warrant and good reason. Then we have some clever folks under the continuing care of the state of Wyoming in the prison system who decided that because there was not an exception for prison guards entering the cell, that they might be justified in using force to keep a prison guard from entering their home, which would be the cell. So at the request of the prison system, we're bringing you this bill, which adds to the current language, which exempts from the Castle Doctrine, a police officer in the performance of their duties, also adds an employee of the Wyoming Department of Correction who enters another's habitation in the performance of his official duties. With that, I'd ask the body's favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladeren?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 2530, aye.
Senate file 25, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 25 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate file 35, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 35, Military Service Relief Act, additional protections, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction to Senate file 35, Military Service Relief Act, additional protections, and for explanation of this bill, I turn the floor over to Senator Baldwin.
Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill comes as a result of our work on the Transportation Committee, fulfilling some of the advocacy group USA for Military Families' encouragement to consider expanding protections to include monthly contracts for soldiers who are deploying for more than 30 days. The example that we're given is the gentleman who was deployed for 180 days, and he was allowed to suspend his gym membership until he returns and then renew that membership. This would include things like cell phone service, internet services, TV services, gym membership, et cetera. It simply allow the military member to suspend or to terminate those services, which many of you know becomes quite expensive if you're not allowed to terminate those and you cannot use those while they're deployed. And this simply adds a protection for our military members serving our country and our state. And I encourage you to vote aye on this bill, please.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Excused.
Excused.
Aye.
Burns. Aye. Case. No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladeren?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate file 35, 29 aye, 1 no.
Senate file 35, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 35 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate file 36, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 36, Veterans Tuition Program Limits, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 36, Veterans Tuition Program Limits, and for explanation of this bill, I would request that the floor be turned over to Senator Agar.
Senator Agar.
Thank you, Mr. President. Through the last year, Military Affairs was tasked with the duty of looking at the veterans tuition program and putting some limitations on that program. We also wanted to take a holistic approach, seeing that over 880 individuals have used this program to achieve their higher education. After sitting down with groups that represent the veterans, we came to Senate File 36, Mr. President. The bill simply states that we will pay only for tuition, no fees. We reduce the semesters that it'll pay from 10 to 8 and say that it has to be successive education, so there's no doubling up on degrees. We also capped the master's degrees and limited it only to a bachelor's degree rate. And then we provide a two-year grace period for those that are using the program at this point in time. Mr. President, I ask for favorable consideration of Senate File 36.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Ansemley Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll? Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercutt?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebap?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 36, 30-I.
Senate File 36, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 36 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senator Kinski.
Group 4, please, Mr.
Yes, President. You may.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming to the Wyoming Senate the state officers from the Tongue River High School of the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America.
Welcome to the Senate. Senate File 37, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 37, Purple Heart Day in State, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 37, Purple Heart Day in State, and would ask that the floor be turned over to Senator Anderson to explain this bill.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We want to establish a Purple Heart Day and Wyoming as a Purple Heart State. The in 1782, General George Washington has made this Purple Heart recognition for members of the military that had been wounded or sacrificed their life in combat. We're wanting to set up August 7th of each year designated Purple Heart Day. It would mean also that we're a Purple Heart State. But that does not mean that anything shuts down for that. There's no nothing closing as far as public schools, businesses, or state and local offices. But we will recognize August 7th as a Purple Heart Day. I beg your positive vote for once, Hester. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Ansemley Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercutt?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 37, 30-I.
Senate File 37, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction to Senate File 37 shall be referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 55, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 55, Water Development Account 3, sponsored by the Water Committee.
Senator Hicks. Who are we pointing to?
Mr. Chairman, I move introduction of Senate File 55 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the body, this is a cleanup. This, again, come out of some of the structural reforms and the criteria changes with the Wyoming Water Development Commission.
It did go through several meetings for public comment with the commission because it requires a statutory change. They brought it to the Select Water Committee. This goes into account three, which is the large dam account, and modifies the criteria and changes it that for expenditures, the balance of that fund would now be reservoirs with 50 acre feet or less, or 50 acre feet or more, would be eligible for funding under this project. The rationale is we have quite a few dams around the state of Wyoming that are a little larger than 50 acre feet that could be eligible that currently are not for the water development program. With that, I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader? Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Excused.
Excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebap?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 55, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate file 55, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 55 shall be referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senate file 62, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 62, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, sponsored by the Water Committee.
Senator Hicks. Senator Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate file.
Move for introduction.
I'm doing move Senate file number 62 for introduction. I was getting there, a little slow. Folks, Senate file 62 is the omnibus water bill planning, which is our level one and level two studies. We see this bill every year. It's just the planning studies are coming through for level one and two. If you want to look through the bill, they're fairly numerous, but this is just our standard water bill. I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer, excuse. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebap?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 62, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate file 62, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 62 shall be referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Senate file 63, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 63, Interfund Loan Accounts and Interest Rates, sponsored by Management Audit.
Okay, Management Audit Committee. Hello. Senator Kinski.
Excuse me. Mr. Chairman, I move for introduction of Senate File 63, Interfund Loan Accounts and Interest Rates. And to walk us through the bill, I'll leave it to Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Pass the buck to Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Body, you have before you Senate File 63. This was a bill brought before Management Audit Committee through the Treasurer's Office. What this does is provides very important specification for the interfund loan system to make sure that when a government agency borrows money from another government agency, that the loss of those dollars from that loan doesn't result in any inequities to the other agencies. Because while that money is removed, interest would have been earned on that money. So it requires that the interest rate that would have been earned be paid back as part of that interfund loan. So it's a pretty good bill, allows equity between the borrowing agencies of the state, and allows for that equitable lending of money between our government. With that, I'd ask for your favorable consideration of Senate File 63.
Chief Kirk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Yes, indeed.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excused. Moniz? Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebel?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 63, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 63, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 63 shall be referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senator Burns, would you please come up here? Next bill for introduction is Senate, or next bill for to be read in is Senate File 64. Please read it in.
Senate File 64, Appropriation to State Engineer, sponsored by the Water Committee.
Senator Hicks, or Senator Driscoll, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate File 64 for introduction. Folks, this is the Appropriations State Engineer. Last biennium, we took the $6.2 million out of the Water Account 1 and gave it to the State Engineer's Office, and that left the State Engineer's Office whole. But what it effectively did was cut funds out of Water Account 1, which is where our cities and towns go for a big part of their funding on their infrastructure projects. We've still got all the staff, everything in place to administer this. What we're short is money that goes out to the ground to these cities and towns. This is really an important piece of deal. Basically, it allows our cities and towns and some other projects to be funded wholly, and does it. The State Engineer's Office since statehood has been funded out of the general fund, folks. There's only been one short time that it hasn't been. This will be the second time, and it's basically stealing from one agency to do another one. Let's keep our water whole. It's been a big deal. I would ask for favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case? Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Plater?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebel?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 64, 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 64, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 64 shall be referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 66, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 66, Volunteer Health Care, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 66, and to explain this good bill, Senator Nethercott.
Senator Nethercott.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman, Senators, you have in front of you Senate File 66 called Volunteer Healthcare, really creative bill that allows for medical providers in our state, not just doctors, but all medical providers, pretty broad description there, to provide volunteer healthcare services. In exchange, they are allowed to receive their continuing medical education credits that they're required to maintain on an annual basis. And also they're given immunity for their services while acting in that volunteer role. A really great bill to provide needed medical services to the communities of our great state and providing an incentive for doctors and medical providers to do so. Ask for your favorable consideration of Senate File 66.
Please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Bouchard.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Case. Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Dockstader. Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Aye. Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 66, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 66, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 66 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 68, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 68, Amendments to Agency Plans and New Program Review 2, sponsored by the Management Audit Committee.
Senator Kinski.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 68, and I will briefly walk the group through the bill, which is a Management Audit Committee bill, the purpose of which is to update our requirements. You know, periodically these agencies are on autopilot with reports. They send the reports to us. Sometimes they get read, more often than not. And this simply makes clear which one of them when they shall file the reports, if required by Management Council or Management Committee, or upon request of the Governor, or if we require the review by law, otherwise to slow down on the amount of paperwork and reports coming from the agencies. I would ask the body's favorable consideration, Mr. President.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader. Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon. Landon.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas. Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 68, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 68, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 68 shall be referred to the Rules Committee. Senate File 69, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 69, 2018 Large Project Funding, sponsored by the Natural Resource Committee.
Senator Boner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 69 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a thoroughly vetted bill by not only a highly effective volunteer board, but by your select Natural Resource Funding Committee for the Wildlife Natural Resource Trust. These are just the large projects, which include conservation easements, which preserve habitat and prevent habitat fragmentation. These projects remove invasive species and preserve native ones. They reduce the risk of fire and erosion. Like I said, these are not all the projects that are accomplished through this trust. We have the 8 large ones that are over $200,000 of a state contribution. No general fund obligation here. This is from a trust, as the name implies. We're just taking interest from that trust account and applying them to these projects spread over years 19 and 20. This is vital not just for habitat, but for our fish and wildlife. It's also a very useful arrow in our quiver for being ahead of the game when it comes to endangered species. We can show that the state of Wyoming can and will do the right thing to preserve habitat, preserve fish and wildlife, and preserve our way of life. So I ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard. Barnard.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer, excuse. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 69, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 69, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 69 shall be referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senator Wasserberger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, sir, you may.
We have some dignitaries in the gallery today. We have from the Wyoming Association of Career Technical Education, we have the current president, Christy Hollum. She would stand up, and then also the president-elect, Rob Hill, and then Ron Estes, who is a principal at Natrona County. He is here from Casper, and years ago he used to be my neighbor at Shadron State College, and we won't talk about the things we did, but he was an outstanding football player.
Welcome to the Senate. You know, Wyoming is such a small state. Rob's grandmother was my fifth grade teacher at Shoshone High School. And she asked me to grab my ankle several times, but I'm not sure why. Senate File 70, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 70, Revisers Bill, sponsored by Management Council.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 70, the Revisers Bill, and ask for your favorable consideration. I think the catch title does the best description of this bill. It's where we correct it. We do it every year. We correct errors in your ways or in previous legislation. So we correct statutory references and language resulting from inadvertent errors and omissions in previously adopted legislation, and we amending obsolete references. That's what the bill does. We do it every year. Ask for your favorable vote.
Please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer, excuse. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott. Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 70, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 70, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 70 shall be referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Senate File 72, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 72, School Finance Recalibration Transportation, sponsored by the School Finance Committee.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, move for introduction of Senate File 72, School Finance Recalibration Transportation. This is a bill that comes from the Select Committee on School Finance Recalibration out of the interim. It requires WDE, Wyoming Department of Education, to evaluate and provide recommendations on fiscal efficiencies in transportation funding and reimbursement. Now, remember that we reimburse transportation at 100%. It also says that transportation will be funded in a cost-effective manner. So it requires WDE to go out and look at different things and report back to the Joint Education Committee by June 1st of 2018. Things like size of fleet, school bus routing efficiency, cost, leasing, everything that can be attributed to transportation to come back and make a recommendation to us, hopefully to save some money in the 100% reimbursement we do on transportation. So with that, I'd ask for your favorable support.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 72, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 72, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 72 shall be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 81, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 81, Game and Fish Department Budget Request, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 81, Game and Fish Department Budget Request. For further explanation of the bill, I ask that you call on the good Senator Landon.
Senator Landon.
Mr. President, thank you. Senate File 81, fellow senators, is a continuing effort to remove the game and fish from our general fund. And what this bill does, it simply goes in and makes the conforming amendments, which allows us to complete that process. You'll remember a year ago that we began to take the game and fish back off of general fund and allow for them to affect their own financial policy, and that's what this bill does. Urge your support. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 81, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 81, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 81 shall be referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Reading clerk will please read in the next Senate File 82.
Senate File 82, Miners Hospital Board Account, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 82, Miners Hospital Board Account. And for further explanation, I ask that you could call on the good Senator Hastert.
Senator Hastert. is not here.
Go for it, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
Now all I have to do is remind myself of it, Mr. Chairman. This changes the eligibility qualification.
Wait, Senator Hastert.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
You just cost us two bills on introduction, Senator Hastert. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. An introduction was already moved for introduction?
It's already been moved.
Okay, so this bill does a couple of quick things. It's cleanup language on the first page on resident, clarifying the statutes and what's involved in that. And then the act of admission says minors that were incapacitated due to their labor in the mines, it was felt that the change was more in spirit with the act of admission, bringing up the 10-year requirement. Part of the issue is the fact that the board has been seeing a lot more draw on the funds due to more minors identified and the higher deductibles that companies are going to. So with that, I ask for your favorable consideration.
Mr. Vice President, would you come up here, please?
Mr. President?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just for disclosure, I don't want anybody to know. Turn to the floor, Mr. Vice President.
Just don't have a mic.
Put me on reader.
Reader. Try that.
Are we there? Privilege of the floor, Mr. Vice President.
You may have it.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Member of the Senate, I just want to bring up a point that on the Miners Hospital, that I've been a miner in my life and I have received some funding from that. I don't consider that to be a conflict. I'm going to vote on it. I'm considered a class of persons. I just wanted to notify the Senate. Thank you. Senator Hastert.
I would be in the same category.
Senator Hastert, so noted. Senate File 82, the Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks? Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 82, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 82 having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 82 shall be referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 89, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 89, Local Government Distributions, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 89, Local Government Distributions, and for further explanation, I ask that you call on Senator Birthday.
Senator Dockstetter.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bring you local government distributions. This is essentially the template that puts everything together for our local governments and their funding process, funding to the cities and towns, funding to the counties, providing local government funding formulas and distributions. It's all there. 105 is the agreement that kind of everybody was working on throughout the interim. And if you turn the last two pages, you'll note the distribution formula for just about everyone around the state. Looks like there's a little something in there for everybody. So have a look and ask for your favorable approval on introduction.
Call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard? Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer excuse. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebach?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote. Close. Senate file 89. 29 aye. 1 excused.
Senate file 89, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 89 shall be referred to committee number 2. Appropriations, Senate File 90, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 90, First Judicial District, Number of District Judges, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 90, First Judicial District, Number of District Judges, and I'll explain this bill. If you heard the State of the Judiciary speech from Justice Burke yesterday, he mentioned that that Cheyenne is very short of judges considering the caseload. Actually, the crime rate in Cheyenne in this part of the state has gone up dramatically as compared, especially compared to the rest of the state. And the caseload study done on the judges indicates that they are way overloaded as far as work goes. So what this bill does is allows the legislature appropriates $1 million for an additional judge, for a fourth judge in Cheyenne, and that's simply it. The workload calls for it, and I think fairness dictates it. And so I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? Aye. Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Hinsky?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excuse. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote. Close. Senate File 90, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excuse.
Senate File 90, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 90 shall be referred to committee number 2, Appropriations. Okay, we're going to do individual bills, so get ready, members of the Senate. Senate File 13, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 13, School Facility Property Insurance, sponsored by Senator Scott.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 13.
Just a second here. Okay, start over.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 13. Mr. President, situation here is bill last year that required insurance coverage for school facilities, for the property damage, that sort of thing. Some of the districts, the coverage is provided through a joint powers board. That is not, strictly speaking, insurance, because it's insurance is subject to Title 26, and that's not. So we had to put an exception in there so that the coverage would be allowed. And we also asked that the insurance department review this joint powers board as to its financial solvency, make sure that it could, in fact, pay the claims if there were some major ones. Why saying? Because Texas, after we left, Texas had a very similar one go belly up and be unable to pay claims. In our case, they didn't find any major deficiencies. There was an effective sunset date on how long the coverage would last the exception. We need to remove that sunset date. That's basically what this bill does. And we need to have this bill so that Joint Powers Board can continue to provide the coverage that satisfies the mandate that they have coverage.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert? Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer, excuse. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader? Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 13, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 13, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 13 shall be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 30, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 30, Notice of Hearing to Reopen an Estate Amendment, sponsored by Senator Von Flater.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 30 and ask for your favorable consideration. And what this does is go into 28102. It changes from registered letter as the only way you could get a hold of a, if you wanted to change an estate, the only way you could get a hold of all the people that may have some interest in that estate was by registered letter, which was very expensive when you have a dozen people or so to notify. So we have changed that to registered letter. We've struck that and put certified mail, return receipt requested, which is a lot less expensive to the attorneys that have to notify 12 or 18 or 20 people. So I ask for your aye vote on this.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer, excuse. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 30, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 30, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 30 shall be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 40, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 40, Commercial Air Service Improvement, sponsored by Senator Von Flatern.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 40 and ask for your favorable consideration. What this bill does is set up a council for 1 year and 1 year only to write the RFP for the for request for proposal for air service. And what this will do is on their RFP, they'll ask for 10 years of service. They'll ask for a certain amount of airplanes to cover a certain amount of airports. They'll ask per hour what you want for that. We have five or six airlines or contractors, I should say, at this point that have shown interest in bidding on this, and we're hoping that after 1 year, when this council goes away, it'll be turned back over to Aeronautics, who is in charge of providing air service, and we should save the state about $20 million. We're at presently going through $3.2 million a year, and we only have $1.2 as of July 1 of 2019 to spread around, and that won't cover what we've been spending for the last 10 years. So this will set up a council. You'll have two legislators on this council. You'll have a couple of aeronautics commissioners, and et cetera. And at that point, we will turn it over to aeronautics with the following. And that's all we're doing. We're not asking for any appropriations in this bill. We're just asking to set up the council and have that council do the RFP. I ask for your aye vote on this.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 40, 24 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 40, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 40 shall be referred to committee number 9, Minerals. Senator Pappas.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, sir, you may.
Today, I would like to introduce Skills USA State Officer Team that are visiting us from all around the state. They're representing career and technical student organizations. They're here to celebrate Career and Technical Month. The members of the officer team are from Riverton, Powell, Lyman, Gillette, and Cheyenne. And with them is their state officer trainer, Jarrah Schlotthauer. Please welcome them.
Welcome to the Senate. Which one's from Riverton? Wave. Hey, okay. Senate file 46, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 46, elections, notices, and resolutions, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senator Case.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate file 46, elections, notices, and resolutions. Mr. President, this is a bit of leftover from the Corporations Committee work this interim. This was brought to us by the Association, Wyoming Association of County Clerks. There's one particular redheaded county clerk that you might know, Mr. President, that's behind this bill. What it does is it's mostly a cleanup regarding notices and things like that and makes things conform. We'll take it up. It's just something that they brought to us at our last meeting. We didn't have time to put it in proper form. You can see that the co-sponsor on this bill, Mr. Chairman, is the co-chairman of the Corporations Committee. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 46, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate file 46, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 46 shall be referred to committee number 7, Corporation. Mr. Vice President, would you come up here, please? Senate file 52, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 52, workers' compensation rate discount, sponsored by Senator Bebout.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I would move for introduction of Senate file 52. Members of the Senate, this deals with workers' compensation, and it's in statute 2714-201. It's where we create incentive for employers out there to do three particular programs: a safety program, a drug and alcohol program, and a safety consultation program. What this bill does, Mr. Vice President, is increases the amount of credit they could receive from 10 to 15% in each of those three categories. When speaking with the people at the workers' comp under this particular area, you know, this is a successful program for the employers, and it, you know, we've made great progress for the employees on all of these three areas. It's an incentive bill. It's worked, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
You've heard the explanation. Would the chief clerk please take the roll?
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe? Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins? Perkins? Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 52, 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, Senate File 52 has been introduced in the Senate. It'll be assigned to number 10, Labor. Next file for our consideration is Senate File 56, Real Property as a Collateral Bond.
Senate File 56, Real Property as a Collateral Bond, sponsored by Senator Von Fladern.
Mr. President.
Just a second. Senator Von, Mr. Vice President, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, I move introduction to Senate File 56 and ask for your favorable consideration. Senate File 56 is real property as a collateral bond. It's something our DEQ Land Quality Division has been doing and then found out they probably shouldn't be doing this because it's not written in the statute. So we put it in the statute, and what it allows is them to take a piece of land within the state of Wyoming as collateral against the remediation or the cleanup reclamation that will have to be done at the mine site. This is, they've done that in the past and didn't realize they didn't have the permission to do it. So this bill does is allow them to do it and take the non-mined land within the state parameters, state borders of our state as collateral on their remediation. I ask for, or on their reclamation. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer excused. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote. Closed. Senate File 56, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 56, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 56 shall be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 57, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 57, Board of Law Examiner's Appointment, Supreme Court Rules, sponsored by Senator Perkins.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 57, Board of Law Examiner's Appointment, Supreme Court Rules. The
Supreme Court Rules?
Yeah.
that what this bill is that it comes back and changes the Board of Law Examiners. The Board of Law Examiners oversees the bar exams. And for what you've got is that they've got a what you've had over the years is you've got folks that get pretty trained, and then all of a sudden they're gone, and this creates some limits on them, and it's created some issues both with both having enough people that serve. It also removes some restrictions from qualifications and things like that. And ultimately just punts this to the Supreme Court rule so that they will determine both the service and the term of the Board of Law Examiners through regulation and rule as opposed to anything else. So ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer, excuse. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flader?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote to close. Senate file 57, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate file 57, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 57 shall be referred to committee number 1, Judiciary.
President.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have the privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'd like the Senate to recognize and welcome members of Leadership Laramie with Mike Pierce that have joined us today in the audience. If they would please stand up and allow the Senate to welcome them to our chamber. Thank you for being here.
Welcome to the Senate. Reports from standing committees.
February 12, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways and Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 31, Veterans Skilled Nursing Center, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, and Meyer. Excused, Senator Christensen. Senator Meyer, Chairman. February 12, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 32, Criminal Record Dissemination, Military Department, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, and Meyer. Senator Christensen excused. Senator Meyer, Chairman. February 12, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 8, to whom was referred Senate File 33, Military Member Spouse and Child Resident Tuition, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, and Meyer. Senator Christensen excused. Senator Meyer, Chairman. February 12, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 8, to whom was referred Senate File 34, Military Spouse Unemployment Sunset Repeal, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, and Meyer. Senator Christensen excused. Senator Meyer, Chairman. February 13, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 7, Insurance Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Agar, Case, Nethercott, Pappas, and Scott. Senator Agar, Acting Chair. February 13, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 7, to whom was referred Senate File 8, Insurance Audited Annual Financial Reports, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Agar, Case, Nethercott, Pappas, and Scott. Senator Case, Chairman. February 13, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 7, to whom was referred Senate File 9, Insurance Code Revisions, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Agar, Case, Nethercott, Pappas, and Scott. Senator Case, Chairman.
Did you have any? Senator Emmerich, would you come up here, please? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I believe that clears the desk.
Well, in that case, you know what? It's probably time for lunch. So, Mr. President, I'd move that we stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Announcements. Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, your Judiciary Committee number one will meet Wednesday, February 14th, 8 a.m. at Jonah Room, S18, to consider the following bills, Senate File 19, Uniformity in Domestic Violence Law, Senate File 20, Custody in the Best Interest of Children, Senate File 21, Required Reports and Adoptions.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, your committee number two, Appropriations, will meet at, let's say, quarter after 12, down at the JC room to continue work on the budget bill. And I would like to see the members of Senate JC right over here immediately upon adjournment, please.
Yeah, and Senator Burns, why don't you just meet my office with them? That'd be fine.
I'd like to meet in the President's office.
Senator Peterson.
Hello. Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number three got ahead of itself. I did, Mr. Chairman, yesterday, as I announced we were going to be meeting today. We'll be meeting Thursday. I guess I announced that before the formal announcement was posted, so I guess that's a bad thing. So I made a mistake. I know, it's hard to believe. But anyway, we're meeting Thursday at 30 minutes after noon recess on Thursday.
Further announcements. Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Just wanted to let the member of the body, we do have a few bills on the board for the committee of the whole this afternoon. We will be doing those. So I'll put those up, and so you've got a little while to do those. Most of those are pretty straightforward, except for the insurance bills, but you can decide how much of the insurance bills you want to read. The others are pretty straightforward. There 31 was up there, which had to do with the Veterans Home. I took that off because I think that's more involved. I wanted you to be able to have the night to look at that before we talk about that tomorrow. So we will be doing committee the whole on these bills this afternoon.
And Senator Perkins, before you sit down, would you make an announcement about Management Council later today, the meeting we're having, please?
Oh yeah, we're going to resume the Management Council work we have. Management Council will be upon adjournment of both houses today, and we'll finish up. We've got some work to do on the Endow bill, finish up the efficiency bill, and any other matters that come before the Management Council at that time. Is that anything else, Mr. President?
No.
Thank you.
All heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. We're in recess until 2 p.m.
Yeah, Charlie. Okay, yeah, good. Perfect. Thanks.